Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. We're in unprecedented times. This year is just turning into such a pivotal transition year. And just when you think things are shifting and getting a little bit better after Memorial Day, it turned into a horrific murdering. Derek Chauvin, a police officer, and three others participating in the horrific, cruel, inhumane death of George Floyd. And it has led to civil unrest all around the country. Over the weekend, it was just all the property damage and everything really spiked up in Minneapolis. None of us got much sleep, but we're here Monday morning. And I was wondering if you could join me in meditation this morning, because we need to soften into our humanity and connect within ourselves to really calm ourselves. And we need a lot of calming on this horrific anniversary 1 week ago when George Floyd's life was snuffed out and allowed to be snuffed out with this institutional racism. And no one should be in that position where we're frightened from the police because of who we are and the color of our skin. Enough is enough. We're all done with this. We're not done yet. But anyways, I want to be done. I know you want to be done. But we need to just focus this week. As temperatures also get hot outside, I hope our temperatures will not increase as far as our desire to participate in anything that looks like civil unrest. And we're trying to calm our children at the same time. So a way to soften into our humanity is to do an active meditation. And I would like for you to join me for 20 minutes so that we can calm our hearts, go inward. You can use this meditation as often as you would like. And I will be putting out more audios, maybe videos of opportunities on my website. There's also some meditation and morning yoga and things that you can do to actively integrate your mind, your body, and your spirit in a way that helps guide you and strengthen you in your movements forward throughout each day. And I know for myself, I'm doing more yoga every day, morning, noon, and night, it seems. And I'm starting the day out with some yoga and meditation every day and meditating before I go to sleep. And so I would encourage you to engage in something that will help calm your soul, especially this week. We're hoping that the civil unrest and all the demonstrations can be peaceful, or just focus on the grief that we're experiencing in losing George Floyd. So find a position if you're in a chair on the edge of a bed. If you're on the floor, sit cross-legged. Your right leg can be in front of your left, left in front of your right. If you're on the seat of a chair or a bed, make sure that your feet are planted and you can feel your toes and you can squeeze them and just start getting into kind of a meditative state where we can calm our mind and heart and internally go and find out what's going on within ourselves while we're working through such unrest and violence that we've witnessed and seeing and some have participated in. So let's move into our breath. Let's clear the energy around us to put your hands above your head and just move your hands back and forth all the way, you know, in front of your face, further out, and then on your sides. And then move your upper body kind of side to side and roll a circle to the left slowly, and then move a circle of your upper body to the right. And I know it might be difficult, but if you're a visual learner, just imagine yourself kind of a light that's strengthening up through your internal body, up through your crown chakra on the top of your head, up into the air. And the bright light that goes all the way down through the core root, out of your tailbone and in through the seat of the chair and all the way down through to the ground. And just find yourself, your posture is strengthening, your top of your head is pulled up so that your spine is straight, and just slowly relax into your breath. And then we're going to observe and notice what's going on. First, we'll start with our scalp. Just notice and feel your scalp and your upper eyebrows. Relax those eyes. They do a lot of work. They've been seeing a lot. So relax your eyes into your eye sockets. Relax your ears. So that you can hear your inner voice. Relax your vocal cords. So when you speak, it's focused on softening into our humanity. We're softening into our humanity. This is who we are. We're human. We've got feelings. We need to own those feelings. Let's see where we can find where they hang out. All right. So breathe in and out as you feel your cheekbones and your chin. And you notice your shoulders and your arms on your lap. Your palms can be turned up. You can put your first finger and your thumb together, or your second finger and your thumb together. Or you can have an open palm, just allowing the energy of the room and light to come in. The light's shining on my face right now. I feel so good. Oh, that's wonderful. All right. And then start to notice your torso. And your body sitting above on your sits bones, reaching forward. Your legs are relaxed. Your thighs are relaxed. Your legs, calves are relaxed. Your feet, who carry us through the world, allow them to be relaxed. Just observe how they're feeling. If you're feeling uncomfortable in any way, kind of move to release the discomfort and then come back into a sitting position. All right. And then notice the breath coming in and notice it going out. And I thought today, as part of our connecting with our humanity and softening into it, we would kind of focus on our torso, the midsection of our body. So go inward, notice the bright light coming through you. Just take some deep breaths in and out. So your lips are sealed. See if you can take the big inhale. And I love with my meditation instructors when they say, expand your Buddha belly. We all have a good image of the Buddha. And it has that, I always imagine the gold image, the gold image of Buddha with a gold belly that shines and reflects the images in front of it. Anyways, take a big inhale. And then exhale slowly through your nose. And then inhale. So when you take the inhale, you're filling up your lung area. You're moving around your heart space. And then you can feel your Buddha belly expanding. And this takes a while to kind of train your body to breathe in this way. But that's how we connect inward, is through our breath. Makes me sad about George Floyd and how his breath was snuffed out in such fear and terror and horrifically. And so we're going to release and feel, just feel the grief that we feel and the sadness of how that all came about. And we know that justice will be served and they're going to make changes in Minnesota. So we just need to maintain our sense of hope. That's a way that we can stay connected with our breathing and our own humanity and work through the process of anger and just, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of institutional racism that has cropped, you know, that has been embedded in our psyches, and that we release all those pieces that don't serve anyone and keep us from being able to soften in our humanity. So keep breathing inward and outward and inward and outward. So we're inhaling. I can feel my chest filling up. You might feel yours, and your stomach and your Buddha belly expanding. So the whole front of your body, you can feel expanding. And then exhale slowly as it deflates. Inhale, filling up your lungs and around your lungs and all the way down to your Buddha belly. Then slowly release the breath. And you're deflating your Buddha belly and the air in your lungs. Stay with me for a few minutes. My voice is a little strained. It's just full of a lot of pain and anguish. And that's okay. It's just where I'm at. Just honor where you're at right now. See if you can expand the light in your torso area. Just notice what's there. Whatever's there, just let it be there. Shine a big light wherever that is. Whatever pain there is in there, that area, or discomfort. Just bring a nice glowing light that comes from the earth, the sky, through the top of your head and down through your throat into your heart chakra. Expanding through your lungs, shining through, down through your kidney and intestines, and through your pubic area and down through your tailbone. And you're connected all the way into the earth, this huge bright light, connecting all the parts of your humanity to all the parts of the earth and the sky. Continue breathing with me. Deep inhale. Steady exhale, slow and steady through your nose. You can always come back to controlling your breathing. You can always come back to this source of energy and beauty within yourself. This is a sacred place where you can always come back to ground and to be and to breathe. A place that you can let your thoughts just be what they are. And not attached to anything that's permanent. There are thoughts that come and go. We have thousands and thousands of them every minute. We're just strengthening our ability to control our breath. Be in a sacred place where we create the safety within ourselves. To learn a little bit more about ourselves and how we're integrating what we experience out in the external world. We're connecting with our heart, our mind, and our bodies. In a way that will give us fuel and energy for the rest of the day. And when we need more, we can just come back to this space. It's beautiful. It's golden. It's a sacred place for everyone. It's a secular place. It has no boundaries, no connections to any religious tradition. It's a direct connection with the energy of the God light. Direct energy. Just keep breathing a few more breaths here. Allowing the focus to be on the inhale as your chest and your belly expand. And then as you gently exhale through your nose. Then gradually start wiggling your toes, squeeze and release. We're bringing your presence back into the room. You can slowly move your body where you can release any further tension. Pull your shoulders up, round and back. Then arch your back and fold your head down forward. And then bring your head back. Thank you for joining me in this process. The power of connecting together and finding the light within will help us all expand the peace and the hope into the world. Let's bring our attention to George Floyd and his family, and let's send them positive healing energy. A few breaths, and then extend that positive energy out into each person beyond them and their family and into the community. and expand into the institutions around us that are made up of all people, and help for our police forces and the National Guards and all the communities around us that provide safety. Let's send them love and healing and peace and calm during this time as they help secure us and keep protests and keep the focus on healing the sadness that we feel and the outrage from what we've experienced this last week. And then send our hearts and our minds and our healing energies, expand them to the whole city of Minneapolis and then the Twin Cities, St. Paul, and then throughout the state of Minnesota to Rochester and Duluth and the west side of the state, and then over to Fargo and North Dakota and South Dakota and Wisconsin to the east of us and south of Iowa, and then move your focus to your state if it's not in one of those I've mentioned, and then expand it through to the United States. And then let's send a big positive United States energy throughout the world, throughout North America, throughout South America, and the other continents around the world. And bring peace, joy, love, and compassion back into ourselves so that we can thank ourselves for doing this practice. And thank you for being with me. I feel stronger knowing that you're doing this with me as a joint community. And let me know if you would like me to continue this. I can do it in whatever manner that you feel most helpful, whether it's 5 days a week, 7 days a week, once a week is good, twice a week, whatever that is, please email me at nancy@wementor.com. And I would be glad to offer this time for us to soften into our humanity. All right. Peace, everybody. Peace and love and joy. Talk to you soon. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become more effective as a business owner? Do you want to reinvent yourself or evolve as you redesign your business? This is a dual innovation process. Are you ready to take charge of who you next become? If the answer is yes, I've been developing and implementing mentoring programs to thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and business owners and their teams since 1992. I totally love it and feel I'm on this planet to involve the leadership in the world from the inside out. Of course, this means seeing myself as a work in progress, which is beneficial to you because I'm not stagnant and I'm motivated to create and bring you incredible programming all the time. So here's a few ways that you can get involved in our WeMentor self-leadership community. You can subscribe for free through WeMentor.com to the podcast. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts, which used to be iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Blueberry Directory, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio, which is where you can shout out your request on smart home device through Alexa, Cortana, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. You can also become a sponsor of this program and support what's happening here in all these meaningful conversations. Or you can get one-on-one mentoring and go at your own pace as you evolve into the leader that you've always wanted to become. You can join a WeMentor Mini Lab, which we offer several times during the year. We're focused on some element of self-leadership and your progress toward becoming more effective. And the last and final way in which you can get involved in WeMentor's self-leadership community is by joining a one-year entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab where we dig into the details and help you with the operational along with your leadership skills so you can evolve with your entity and really, really progress in building the life that you've always wanted to build. So please check out wementor.com. You can email me, Nancy at wementor.com, or call me 1-612-804-8920. All right, keep listening and we'll see you next week.